you don't think I use soap enough.
My wife doesn't seem to object to my washing dishes, unfortunately. You wash your face, you dry it with what kind of a piece of cloth?
A towel.
And you want the water, you want a glass of water, you go turn on the
faucet. The kids had to go out the pump after it.
Now, if you had a barrel of cider and it had one of those things on it, you turn on the...
Turn the spigot.
And if you had some liquid and you wanted to get it in a bottle, you'd probably better use a... You might miss the bottle opening small, so you get a...
Let's use a puddle, I guess.
And if you're driving a team, you want them to go faster, you probably use your... if you had one.
Use a whip on
them.
Use a whip a good many times when we were kids. We used to race horses by like they do automobiles nowadays, and we needed a whip then.
I see. You went to the grocery store and got some groceries. You might put your groceries in a box, but you might put it in a paper...
paper sack.
And if you bought 100 pounds of flour, you'd probably buy it in a cloth...
Cloth bag.
And if you bought 100 pounds of potatoes, it would probably be in a...
That would be in a burlap sack.
And you ever call that a gunny sack?
Yeah, a gunny sack. Get grain in a gunny sack. That's made out of a different material.
Different than burlap?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gunny sack is usually made out of white, heavy, I suppose it would be cotton or linen, and something that seed wouldn't sift through like burlap it would sift through. So.
But would that be different than the flour bag? Or flour?
Flour bag would be more on the dish towel. We used to make dish towels out of flour bags. And it's a little finer weave.
And I see. And the grain might get through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily. It would tear easily. So that would be a real tough
heavy material. Okay, and if you had some cider, you might be in a great big cider.
In a barrel.
And if you had some nails, you might buy them in a smaller...
keg.
You ever say, he's got quite a, of wood in his arms. He's got quite an
arm load.
You ever say quite a turn of wood?
No, I never did.
Armful, arm load probably.
Quite an arm load, I'd say.
And how about a part load of wood on a wagon? He doesn't have a full load, just a part load.
Just about a half a load.
You would call it a jag.
Well, you could call it a jag of wood.
Is that older, or would you say part load would be more modern than that? Or?
Well, I don't know. A jag of wood would be all right, but they don't use wood anymore to burn.
Well, suppose a man had, I was going to say coal, but they don't burn that either, I guess.
Not so much anymore. It's all oil. Things are changing so fast, I don't know what it's going to be like. If I live much longer, I can be clear out of the picture.
A lady goes out and hangs the clothes on the line.
Clothesline.
And she, when they're dry, she puts them, carry them back in the house, she takes them off the line and puts them in her...
Unless she dampens them down, puts them in the clothes basket. Right there.
And a musical instrument a man will play like this?
French harp or a juice harp. Two different things, a French harp, I guess, what's it called.
And the kind that go like...
Well, that's a juice harp, but...
And around the barrel, they have big metal rings that kids used to...
Hoops.
And in the bottle, to keep the liquid from coming out, you probably put a
cork.
And suppose this thing was made out of glass instead of cork.
Well, let's see, what would that be? I just don't know.
Would they call it a stopper?
Well, you could call it a stopper, yes.